Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with Josh Nelson, where we get real, we get honest, and we get clear about the financial world and your money. This is Josh Nelson, a certified financial planner and founder and CEO of Keystone Financial Services. We love feedback, and we'd love it if you would pass it on to me directly at josh@keystonefinancial.com. Also, please stay plugged in with us, get updates on episodes, and help us promote the podcast. And also, subscribing to us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast service. Let the financial fun begin.
In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon says that seeking after wisdom is the wisest thing that we can do. And that really is what we're after here at the Wiser Financial Advisor, is using experience, not only our own experience, but using experience from others to collectively make better decisions about our money. So really, that is what the podcast is all about. And today's topic gets me fired up. I'll be honest, this is one that really makes me mad, in particular about protecting seniors from financial abuse. But really, we could all be victims of this stuff. Again, story after story, we hear about really sad stuff happening. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it's too late. If money has been already wired off someplace, oftentimes it goes out to the country and very little chance that that money is going to be recovered. So we're going to talk about five different financial strategies, basically, to make sure that at least we're doing our best to protect the people that we love the most. So seniors, as you can imagine, they're often targeted by bad guys because they tend to be a little bit less aware of some of the advancements in technology and digital security and so forth, because things are moving so quickly. And I feel this way too. I'm almost 50 in a couple of years here, but sometimes the world is moving so quickly that, you know, seniors tend to have to trust people. They say, all right, you know, I'm kind of getting to the point where I need to trust other people to help me, where I may have been able to do this stuff and keep up with this stuff on my own. Unfortunately, that leaves people more open to bad guys doing bad stuff. And so you might have heard of things like phishing attempts, meaning that somebody is calling you up and trying to get information and collect enough that they're able to get at your stuff. Fraudulent lotteries, romance schemes, exploitation by deceitful family members or caregivers. And believe it or not, oftentimes that is what happens. It's a low-tech crime of a caregiver or even a close family member that ends up taking money. And, you know, maybe the person's not even aware of it. So sometimes they're talking him into it too. We've heard that as well, that they're kind of talking him into giving him money or helping him out or even changing their will. We've heard that before, even changing their estate documents to leave money to that person. Again, we could go into lots of stories, but today is about prevention. So let's dive right into it. Five essential strategies and getting into more detail on each one of these. First one is to facilitate discussions. And what I mean by that is to make sure that you're in open communication with the people that you care about, especially seniors. Make sure that as much as they're willing to tell you and keep the conversation going, not only will that help it be less awkward if this is a regular ongoing discussion, but it also will clue you in as the family member or the loved one if there's something amiss, if there's something that is kind of breaking a pattern of something that you've seen in the past, your radar is probably going to go up and realize that something is happening. And again, we've heard this from a lot of clients, their kids, or something's weird based off of mom or dad's normal patterns. So really keeping the open communication, creating a supportive environment. One way you can do it is just by sharing real life examples. You don't have to look very far. Just look in the news. There's all kinds of news stories about this stuff happening. You could attend community workshops. You could oftentimes find elder law attorneys or other people will be facilitating different things within the community to help people understand, you know, about financial scams and about protecting yourself. So empowering them with the knowledge too, because you might not always be sitting right by them. It could be that they get that phone call from the person who's pretending to be with the IRS or pretending to be with the police or pretending to be with some other agency and scaring the pants out of them. Oftentimes that's what happens, is that people get scared and they think that they've got to do something. You've probably heard, you know, the infamous Nigeria romance schemes and things like that, or Nigerian schemes where, hey, we've got your grandson or your nephew or something like that. And so you have to send us money. And, you know, oftentimes that stuff is fraudulent. And of course, in the future here, as artificial intelligence becomes more and more available, they're saying that it's going to be much more prevalent for our actual voices to be used. In other words, that they'll be able to use our voice when they get on the phone with somebody, and that makes it even more scary. So definitely need to be vigilant, but definitely facilitating discussions and keeping open communication can at least help have your radar up and hopefully have their radar up too to contact you if something seems weird. Number two is to simplify finances. And this is always a good thing. It's always good to try to simplify things as much as possible in your financial life. The financial world is complicated enough as it is. So don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. So especially with your seniors, your elders, it could be helpful to start to consolidate things. If they've got 10 different banks around town and they've got their investment accounts spread all over the place, it's probably time to consolidate. It's probably time to try to simplify things and maybe get everything at one bank, get everything with one financial planner or one financial institution that's holding their investments. So it can really start to simplify things. At Keystone Financial Services, we have tools certainly that can help with that as far as having one place where you can see all your stuff, keeping the state documents organized, tax returns, things like that. We help our clients stay organized. So we do play an important role in that, or whoever the fiduciary is that they're working with. So simplification not only reduces some cognitive load, we have enough to be thinking about, but it also makes it easier for seniors to track and monitor their finances and make it more likely if you're seeing account activity that looks weird versus if you've got 10 different banks, maybe you don't even notice because it's so complicated and there's too much stuff going on. Could be that we catch things a little bit quicker and hopefully have some remedy to it. Number three, regular monitoring. So this is about watching account activity, watching transactions. This would be on our debit cards, our credit cards, our checking accounts, our investment accounts. It's not to say that, it's going to guarantee anything as far as prevention, but at least if you see something that doesn't look right, you're able to raise your hand and talk to your financial planner, talk to your banker, talk to your loved ones and say, hey, something's up here. And I can tell you that most banks, credit unions, investment firms, are very good about jumping on this stuff right away. If there's something going on, they are more than willing to jump up and add, another voice, an experienced voice, because they probably have already dealt with this with other clients. So making sure that you're watching statements and aware of where all the money is. Number four is to secure any legal documents. So we talked about that before, about securing things like tax returns and your wills, your trusts, keeping these things up to date, keeping them stored someplace secure, either in paper form or electronic form or both. As I mentioned, for our clients, we actually get copies of their estate documents and put an electronic copy in a secure vault. And that way we have access to it. They have access to it. If something happens, we end up being the backup. Oftentimes the kids are calling us, right? If mom and dad have passed away, they're contacting us and saying, hey, mom and dad told us, that you kind of know where everything is and that you'd help us. And of course we play that role. And it's an honor to do that. But having people in the mix that kind of know where everything is important. So making sure there's access, again, not just having it in some safe deposit box at some bank that you never use. And maybe nobody even knows that there's a lockbox someplace or a safe, or maybe they don't have access to it. It's important to keep those legal documents, tax documents, someplace safe, and also securing your information, just because that's how bad guys oftentimes are able to do what they do, is they get enough information on you or me, and then they're able to call up and possibly get more information from some other professional or person that you work with. And now they've got a whole dossier, right? They've got the whole rundown on your situation, which possibly could give them access to things that you don't want them to have access to. So being very careful with information. Number five, exercising caution, right? Sharing information. If somebody calls you up and asks for information, it's probably not correct. Your financial planner, your banker is not going to call you up and ask you for your account number. They're not going to call you up and ask you for your login information to your online banking or to your investment information. Oftentimes, seniors don't realize that. And they think that, it must be somebody from the bank, right? And they believe that it's legitimate, but oftentimes it's a bad actor, right? Somebody who's calling up and and try to get access to information. So you never want to give credit card information over the phone, debit card information, checking account numbers, anything that would identify you. Nobody's going to ask that. Nobody's going to call you up, especially if it's an institution that you already do business with. Even if they claim to be an IRS agent, you know, something kind of scary, they're not going to do that either. They're not going to call you up and ask you for that information. But that is a very common tactic by scammers. And it oftentimes, them trying to verify your identity, that's their way of collecting information on you. So by empowering, our seniors, by letting them know about this stuff, and again, tell them stories. If you don't know any personal stories, call me. I'll tell you some stories, or just Google it. Believe me, they're all over the place. It will help them at least recognize that, hey, this isn't right. Something does not sound right here. And they can just hang up. Another tip too is, let's say that you get a phone call and it's from the bank, it's from your financial planner, it's from, say the IRS, hang up. And you know what? You can go get the real phone number, look it up online, for Chase or your credit union or wherever it is that you're doing business, or the IRS even. You can contact them directly and say, hey, I just got a phone call from somebody claiming to be with the IRS. And then they'll tell you if it's legitimate or not. So again, they're not going to call you and ask for information anyway. Just know that that is not something that is normal. So overall, this is just being aware, being cautious, knowing that there are bad actors out there that are posing as something that they are not. Let's just say that, posing to be somebody that you already do business with, or the police, or a government agency, or even somebody, if you're looking online, that maybe if you're dating, online dating, it oftentimes happens that they end up revealing information. We've seen that happen as well. So be very, very careful, be vigilant, because that is the only thing in between you and the bad guys trying to get at your money and your information. Hopefully that will help enhance the security around your finances. And together we can help ensure that your golden years and their golden years are marked by peace and security and not dealing with this stuff. One other tip is that I always recommend that you have some kind of protection with regard to your information that can kind of alert you to somebody trying to apply for credit in your name, open accounts, things like that. Companies like LifeLock, this is not an advertisement for LifeLock, but that's probably the most well-known name. There's a bunch of other ones out there as well. I certainly advise you to compare them and see what's the best fit for you. But companies like that, that's what they do, is they are kind of watching your activity, they're monitoring, they're making sure that you're aware very quickly if somebody goes out and tries to open a credit card in your name, to open a bank account, to apply for a mortgage, things like this. You certainly want to be able to know about it quickly, at least, and they will help with that. The other thing is that every year, and this is a law that is in place that allows us each to get a free credit report from all of the credit agencies, which the main ones are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Each one of them are required to give each of us a free copy of our credit report every year. So that is also a good idea to go out and check your credit report now and again to make sure that all the activity is correct, that there's not some fictitious or incorrect medical bill or something like that sitting out there. You can also put a freeze on your credit. So if you know that you're not going to be applying for anything, maybe you have gotten all your debt paid off, including your mortgage, and you say, I'm done. I'm never borrowing money again. Good for you. Congratulations. That's great. So I recommend that you put a freeze on your credit. That's something you can do with each one of those three credit reporting agencies, is actually put a freeze on. And it can be lifted. You can ask them, they lift it. I think it's a nominal fee to do it, but it can be lifted later on. Say, if you decide to take out a mortgage or something like that. But that way, it basically guarantees that nobody can pull your credit report. They wouldn't have access, and most financial institutions will not do a loan or any other kind of debt, right, would be extended to somebody that they couldn't pull a credit report on. That is all for today's episode of the Wiser Financial Advisor podcast. I certainly appreciate anybody who goes out and gives us a review. That's always useful. Go out to your favorite podcast service and click subscribe. That definitely helps us as far as giving the Wiser Financial Advisor podcast visibility. And of course, you sharing episodes with your family, your friends, that's always a good idea, especially for people that might find this useful. They might be in that situation where they really need to know this stuff. So with that, stay wise, stay financially secure. That is our job as fiduciary in your life, to make sure that we're giving you advice that's in your best interest and to help you reach the path of financial freedom. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
We love feedback, and we'd love it if you would pass it on to me directly at josh@keystonefinancial.com. Also, please stay plugged in with us, get updates on episodes, and help us promote the podcast by rating us and also subscribing to us at your favorite podcast service.
The opinions voiced in the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with host Josh Nelson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific information or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advisory services offered through Keystone Financial Services, an SEC registered investment advisor.